At the Olympics today in Utah, the first U.S. sweep of medals in a Winter Games event since men's figure skating way back in 1956. Americans dominated the half-pipe snowboarding event, bringing gold, silver, and bronze home to the nation where the sport began. NPR's Howard Berkus joins us now from Salt Lake City. Howard, let's talk about the half-pipe competition to begin with. Only one other Olympic Games for this event, but it seems like the U.S. is pretty dominant here.
Well, I think you'd have to say now that Americans are the kings of snowboard. They're the team to beat now, not only in 4 years when the Olympics moved to Torino, Italy, but in all the World Cup competitions we're going to see between now and then. The U.S. team has Ross Powers, Danny Cass, and Tom Jarrett to thank for that. They won gold, silver, and bronze in that order, with what are you know, totally subjective scores about their maneuvers, including how much air they got, how many spins, how high above the lip of the half pipe they flew. That's called amplitude, by the way, which has nothing to do about how loud the crowd was. And the Finnish skier who completed the rounds, he has a spiked mohawk, which made me realize that, you know, this is just not my father's Olympics anymore.
You bet. Now, isn't that the point here, to bring in a much younger television audience to give the games an edgier appeal?
Absolutely. You know, we've got snowboarding, short track speed skating, and skeleton. These are extreme sports. They should attract the extreme sports crowd to the games. At least that's what the TV advertisers are hoping for.
The other extreme sport, which we know a bit about, is luge. What's going on with luge?
Well, there was a major upset in luge today. This is a sport that Germans have just dominated forever, it seems, but not today. An Italian actually unseated the luge king, Georg Hakl, who has won the last three Olympic gold medals in this sport. He had to settle for a silver today. And also his chief rival, Austria's Markus Proch, he finished third for the bronze. The gold medal winner is Armin Zegler of Italy. He won by just 0.3 seconds. That doesn't sound like a lot, but that's a convincing finish in luge. And I imagine right now in Germany, there are a lot of people, a lot of luge fans who are wondering what happened. And, you know, what's happening is that there's a new world order today for the sport of luge.
A focus of Monday's competition was to have been the women's downhill and the return of Peekaboo Street to the U.S. competition, her home state. What happened there with the weather?
Windy, much too windy at the top of the women's downhill course today. That's not unusual at that course, and not unusual for 9,000-foot mountaintops. In fact, the women's downhill was delayed twice in Nagano. Today, they hoped to get it off. It was calm down at the bottom, too windy at the top. So Peekaboo Street is going to have to wait for another day tomorrow to see whether, you know, she can come back from those bone-crunching, leg-tearing injuries that she's had and win a medal, which is what she wants to do. This could be her last Olympic race. She's talked about retiring. She's even talking about changing her name. We don't know to what yet. So we'll have to wait till tomorrow now to see what Peekaboo Street will do in the women's downhill.
Thank you, Howard.
Thanks, Noah.
NPR's Howard Berkus is talking with us from Salt Lake City.